Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for cultivating peace. We take a breath of love and gratitude. We open our heart, we open our mind, and we say yes. Yes to infinite patience, infinite love, infinite caring. We are grateful and thankful to partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self for the purpose of remembering our true nature is peace. Our true identity is peaceful. We're cultivating peace as the activity of our life, and we're saying yes. Oh, yes to yes. We're grateful, we're thankful to place our hand on our heart and take this breath of peace. We lay on the holy altar fire of divine love any thought that causes a disturbance. We open ourselves to an unlimited flow of beauty and truth. We're allowing ourselves to forgive that which disturbs our peace. We are grateful and thankful to cultivate an undisturbable peace. Peace in our heart, peace in our mind, peace in our life, peace in our body, every cell, fiber, and function of our body temple. We're cultivating peace head to toe. We are grateful and thankful to be broadcasting peace into our relationships, broadcasting peace into our workplace, into our family. We're broadcasting peace wherever we go, whatever we do, cultivating that peaceful heart, that peaceful mind. So grateful and so thankful to allow ourselves to live in the unprecedented flow of perfect divine love, active in our awareness. Our peace is born of that infinite love that we already are. We are grateful to remember that peace is an eternal quality of spirit that is omnipresent and omnipotent. It is our true identity. So grateful, so thankful to share the benefits of our cultivating peace, our life of peace with everyone because we are one with them. So grateful to open ourselves to this dynamic life of love. In gratitude, we let it be. In gratitude, we know it's done. And so it is. Amen. 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 So grateful. So grateful to cultivate peace. Oh my goodness, yes. So grateful to be peaceful. Indeed. Thank you for being my prayer partner today. And we have some things coming up. There's the retreat in 2 weeks, the Forgive and Be Free retreat in North Carolina. I know it's going to be a big blessing for so many. An opportunity to really reboot, clean the slate, and let go of the past and step into having a breakthrough. Forgiveness always brings breakthroughs, so we're going to have some life-changing breakthroughs. This is what I know for each of us. So glad we can join together on retreat. And then what I love, too, about doing the forgiveness work is we can make it fun. We can have a lot of laughs and have a really healing, nourishing time, restorative time. And the same goes for my self-love and extreme pampering retreat in Thailand. I know that's going to be a beautiful adventure. A lot of fun, a lot of pampering, of course, extreme pampering, and cultivating that deep self-love, self-nourishing, real kindness for the self. Oh, it's going to be so beautiful. And then the spiritual counseling training intensive in November in Thailand. It's the last one of the year and probably the last one until next May. So if you're interested in coming, now is the time to sign up. We can help you find the best airfares to Thailand. And I know we've got a beautiful resort for both the Thailand events. So two different resorts in beautiful Thailand. So that's what's coming. And then the New Year's retreat at the end of the year. God bless you. I love you. Have an amazing day cultivating peace.